Matthews picks it up. He's going for this one. He doesn't want to ride behind anyone else, but right now he's riding behind Bohani, and Kintel comes to the fore. The big man. Oh, there's none bigger at the moment, and he proves it, finishing in front of Bohani. What a sprint that was. They all stayed safe. They all delivered. We love this race. So do the Irish. Thank you, Belfast, and thank you, Marcel.
Germany's Marcel Kittel taking the second stage of the Giro d'Italia on Saturday evening. Northern Ireland really seemed to take the cycling pros to the hearts and came out to support them. But was it the same across the border? Dara McQuaid of Shade Tree Sports played a big role in securing the race. Dara, a huge weekend in this part of the world. It seemed to have done pretty well in Dublin too.
Yes, I was very, very, very gratified yesterday to see the crowds from Dundalk all the way down to Dublin, and we even had we were lucky enough to have some beautiful sunshine in Dublin for the finish. So
yeah, I was going to say, how did you manage that?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know, but you know, even the previous couple of days, frankly, I was absolutely speechless with the enthusiasm of the public in Northern Ireland. It's been an amazing 4 days.
What do you think the riders and the organisers notice of all that support? You know, people standing four or five deep across the or along the whole length of the race. Yeah. I mean, do they really get to notice that?
Absolutely. The race director, Mauro Venni, said to me yesterday, he said, "Dara, we are blown away. This has been the biggest big start for the Giro ever." So that you don't get much better than that.
Mm. And do you think that, I mean, I'm not sure, is it 180 million people watch it around the world? Is that the...
Well, the potential audience is over 700 million.
700
it's
million.
It's broadcast at over 174 territories around the world live. And on top of that, you know, you've got social media and internet webcasts and whatnot, but it's a massive global audience. And the positive images of Northern Ireland got out around the world. It's just it's mind-blowing to think what legacy that will have for Northern Ireland.
They're even talking now about putting a bid in for the Tour de France. Is that realistic?
And why not? I mean, logistically, the Giro was difficult because of the distance back to Italy. And, you know, the government of Northern Ireland stepped up in a really big way with this event. The department and Northern Irish Tourist Board, Belfast City Council did an amazing job. But also the business community in Northern Ireland, we had local companies playing an integral part in the delivery of this event, like Century TV Productions, a local company, produced the television images. McQuillan Companies put that asphalt down at Titanic to give us one of the coolest team paddocks ever seen. Kingsbridge Private Hospital were the medical cover on the event. Donnelly Group provided the vehicles. So it was government and Northern Ireland business community that really made this event a success. And it has been noticed. It has been noticed that many, many people, including some very experienced media, said to me, "Dara, these have been hot summer days, Tour de France crowds today." And, you know, logistically, it came off absolutely perfectly. The owner of Orica Green Edge, the team that won the team time trial, Jerry Ryan, said to me, "Dara, the setup, as he called it, the setup in Northern Ireland has been one of the best we have ever seen."
It's interesting because I was at the Titanic. I went up to Stormont and I watched the race in East Belfast. But it's not really a spectator sport, is it?
I mean, not a spectator sport.
Well, no, I mean, you stand there and every 7 or 8 minutes, 10 people ride past at, you know, 40 miles an hour. And then you're sort of standing waiting for the next lot to come. I mean, I was thinking that it might be better on TV than actually standing at the side.
Oh, well, I mean, in the Giro over 3 weeks, there'll be 12 million spectators at the side of the road. So you'd have to say it is a spectator sport. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's the whole carnival. It's the whole atmosphere. It's, you know, putting a load of pink balloons in your front garden, having a little picnic.
That's for sure.
You know, it's a unique sport in that the best athletes in the world can come by your front kitchen, you know, your kitchen window. So it is and it isn't a spectator sport. But I think The Northern Irish public have proven that it is certainly this weekend.
They certainly took it to their hearts. Darren McQuaid of Shade Tree Sports, thank you very much indeed.
I took the cards option. I sat in front of the TV in that with that rain coming down, and actually it was really nice to see all of those kind of, you know, big places that you know and kind of just seeing the bikes go through it. I thought it was a great TV spectator. I mean,
it was more
sport.
Fun watching the other spectators almost than it was, because as I say, you only saw the bikes every couple of minutes or every 10 minutes.
Traditional Northern Ireland nutters, is that what you're saying?
That's the one.
That's fun. Dogs
with pink collars on and bikes wrapped in pink fabric. It was very, very much a community event.
People got involved, I'll tell you.